Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, I love it. During the break, I was watching Fox News, and what do I see but our TV ad? Yeah, with a picture of yours truly. And Wayne Alaroot and Dan Bongino and Clay and Buck and all of that. Yeah. Yeah. It was so fun. So fun to see your own ad on Fox News. I imagine they'll be up and running all weekend long. Coming up, Ron Futrell, top of the hour. Sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. The latest on Jimmy G and a whole bunch more. We're all wondering how long Donald J. Trump can dominate the GOP presidential race. I don't know the answer to the question, but Glenn Youngkin has been rumored. He is the governor of Virginia. And he was on with John Roberts. Might he be an 11th hour candidate for president of the United States? This is cut one. Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia.
There are a lot of people who are looking for an alternative to President Trump who are looking at the current Republican field, not seeing what they want. And the draft Youngkin movement is really gaining steam. Coming up in October, there is a red vest retreat that wants to seek to draft you to be the dark horse candidate who comes in at the last moment to try to take over. You've got to move fast. Nevada has a deadline of October the 16th to register for their primary. Are you thinking of doing this?
Well, John, I've been very focused, and I continue to be focused on our Virginia elections.
I understand that.
And that's where I'm going to be. Our elections are November 7th. And the Red Vest Retreat, this is our second one. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about people coming to Virginia and supporting what we're doing. You know, of course, what's happened over the course of the last month is the liberal left in Virginia has woken up, and they recognize that a state that they controlled just 24 months ago is going to move completely away from them.
Would you rule this out?
Would I rule out?
Jumping into the race.
Yeah, I've told you I'm totally focused on Virginia elections, and that's what we're going to get done. That's what we're going to get done. You know, what happened recently was Joe Biden came to Virginia 2 weeks ago, and he said that one of his top priorities were the legislative elections in Virginia. He put $1.5 million in against our candidates. Mm-hmm. We got to battle against this, and I'm hoping that our retreat in October will provide good resources for us to combat the flood of resources coming into Virginia to try to hold a state which the liberal left knows they're losing. See, this is a chance for us, John, to demonstrate that when we have a state that is lost, it doesn't mean that we can't recover it. And in 24 months, we will take a state. Remember, we had clean Democrat leadership across the General Assembly in our House and our Senate, in the governor's office, lieutenant governors, General Assembly, both our senators up here, Democrats. And all of a sudden, Virginia woke up in 2021 and said, no, we are not going to allow the bureaucrats to raise our kids. Okay. We're not going to demean police. We're not going to raise taxes. We're going to cut them. And we're going to stand up for the liberties we enjoy. So, the whole state has flipped. It's working. And this is a case study for what can be done in other states around the United States.
Well, this is sounding more and more like a presidential campaign pitch. Okay, so let me rephrase the question a little bit as I dig through this drafting Glenn Youngkin for 2024, no longer being a fantasy. And to put this out there and get your reaction, the thirsting for Youngkin is not a well-orchestrated power play. It is the latest slapdash scheme in a long search for a standard bearer and a portrait of the powerlessness so many Republicans feel as Trump plows ahead, shrugging off criminal indictments and outrage over rhetoric they fear is growing dark and dangerous. So if I put the question to you a different way, do you feel a responsibility for your party and for your country to jump in this race?
Well, let me begin with how humbling this is. You know, 40 years ago, I'm washing dishes and taking out trash in the Belvedere Hotel. And today people are throwing my name around in a national context. I'm new at this. You know, I have had one campaign under my belt, and I've been governor for 21 months. I think we have really moved things in Virginia. It's encouraging that people are watching and like what we're doing.
Well, what would hold you back? What's holding you back?
I'm focused. We have got to hold our House and flip our Senate. I believe that this is a very important moment, not just for Virginia to show we can do this, but to prove to the nation that you can turn this around in a very short period of time. And I'm excited about what we're demonstrating. Mm-hmm. Common sense conservative policies oftentimes are debated in philosophy. And we're demonstrating with real results that a state that was languishing with moribund economic growth and was shut down during the pandemic, and schools that were 44th in the nation to put kids back in the classroom with extended now learning loss that's persistent and deep. We can address all of this, and we can do it with common sense, and it works.
And at the same
time, is the key message for us.
And at the same time, you can quietly register for the Nevada caucuses and still have a focus on the November election.
Well, we will find out. Again, Nevada playing a role in this. We'll talk about that as we go along. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Raider quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has not been ruled out for Week 4's game against the Chargers. In fact, the 31-year-old veteran returned to practice yesterday. He's been in concussion protocol this week after suffering several hits against the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday night. The Silver and Black are 5-point underdogs in Los Angeles on Sunday. UNLV football opens Mountain West Conference play tomorrow against Hawaii. The Rebels are 11-point favorites in the annual Ninth Island Showdown. Kickoff set for 1 o'clock at Allegiant Stadium. The Las Vegas Aces can return to the WNBA Finals with a win in Dallas tonight. the best of five series 2-0. The Golden Knights are looking for their first win in the preseason tonight when they face off against the Arizona Coyotes at 7 o'clock at T-Mobile Arena.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Go to expertwindowchoice.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, if you've been putting off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now save $1,200 off any combination of three windows or a door from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. That's right, you can now save $1,200 off any combination of three windows or a door, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Get your free in-home window consultation and free price quote now. It's fast and easy. Just text RENEWAL to 200-300 to get a link to schedule your free consultation. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 and get $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $1,200 off top-quality Renewal by Anderson windows and doors. Hurry, these massive savings end this month. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation online today. Text the word RENEWAL to 200-300. Text RENEWAL to 200-300.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
I've got an accident here through the resort corridor. Looks like that's taking up one of the lanes on I-15 northbound between Sahara and Charleston, so we are seeing some extra braking through that area. 15 northbound again approaching Charleston. Also coming in from the west side of town, approaching the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 southbound at Rancho. Not seeing a lot of backup to go with that one. All clear on 215. Still working on an earlier injury accident on the east side at Charleston and Nellis. We're going to get back to the mid-90s this afternoon before diving into the 70s each of the afternoons of this weekend. Winds are going to gust up to around 25 miles per hour today. Still at 70 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local for a Friday. Everything you need to know to start your day, we tell you that each and every day. By the way, this hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. I spent an hour in the chair yesterday with him, by the way. He can be your dentist, too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry, with two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin, call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. You've seen him as a talking head on Fox News Channel. Yesterday, he was in the witness chair before the House Impeachment Committee. He is Jonathan Turley, professor at George Washington University, and he testified at the House impeachment hearing. This was a part of his testimony yesterday.
This is a question of an impeachment inquiry. It is not a vote on articles of impeachment. In fact, I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment. That is something that an inquiry has to establish. But I also do believe that the House has passed the threshold for an impeachment inquiry into the conduct of President Biden. Having said that, I want to just address three inescapable facts that led me to that conclusion. First, President Biden has indeed spoken falsely about these foreign deals. The Washington Post and other newspapers have noted that some of his past comments are demonstrably untrue. Second, President Biden was the focus of a multimillion-dollar influence peddling scheme. And then finally, President Biden may have benefited from millions of dollars as a part of that scheme. Now, those facts should not be taken out of context. They're merely allegations, and they should not become presumptions of impeachable conduct. Indeed, as I've said in past impeachments, self-dealing is a difficult issue under the impeachment clause. The framers sought to avoid ambiguous standards. That's one of the reasons that perfidy was rejected. While it may not sit well with many, President Biden and other presidents can be dishonest, can even lie to the American people, and that would not constitute an impeachable offense. Indeed, most presidents have lied to the American people. That's why I've not liked any president since James Madison. Now, dishonesty alone is not impeachable, and so what I lay out in my testimony are what I call guardrails or best practices. Those are designed to protect this process. Frankly, a number of the things I lay out benefit President Biden, as I say in my testimony. Because presidential impeachment shouldn't be a closed question, it shouldn't be a rush to judgment, and you should avoid the type of confirmation bias that can occur in this process. This is, as people say, a political process, but it is also a constitutional process. Influence peddling is a form of corruption. The United States has signed treaties to combat this form of corruption around the world. And that is also an inescapable fact. We need to find answers as to some of these questions. I'm running out of time, so I'd like to make one last observation, if I may. These are constitutional moments that demand the best from each of us to transcend the politics and passions of our time. It calls for something that's difficult. It calls for solemnity and clarity for members. We have become a nation addicted to rage, and we can fuel that. This body is a powerful teacher, as Brandeis said, and you can teach that, or you can teach a respect for this process. It begins here and now. We can disagree with each other without hating each other. These are important issues, and I think they're close issues, and I think some of these issues really do gravitate in favor of the president. So I would simply say that this is a moment where members and citizens can stand together without prejudging the evidence. And I thank you for the honor of appearing before you today.
That's Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University and some powerful testimony yesterday, the first impeachment inquiry hearing. There will be more. They have subpoenaed Hunter Biden's banking records and the president's brother's banking records. So we'll see how quickly Hunter Biden and the president's brother respond. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We'll try to put a bow on the week. What did we learn from the debate, and what do we expect as the Biden impeachment inquiry continues to grow?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my 2 little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has 2 convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The United States Senate saying goodbye to an icon, a political icon from the People's Republic of California, Dianne Feinstein, who passed away this morning at the age of 90. And Chuck Schumer spoke on the floor of the House or the Senate, and they are amassing tributes to Dianne Feinstein even as we speak. And in fact, Maria Cantwell of Washington, what we're going to do is we're going to let you hear at least a portion of her comments. This is live on the floor of the United States Senate. Maria Cantwell of Washington.
A true colleague. Now, those of us who are out here today know when we say the word true colleague, we mean like true collegial colleague. Sometimes we say the word with a little more disdain, like our frustrating colleague, or as Senator McConnell said, our good friend, when maybe in reality it's hard to get those words out. But Dianne was the epitome of what the Senate is losing. Let's just face it. Dianne, one of her most famous phrases was, "I have to go home and read tonight." I'll bet you her family or her staff heard her say that, because she meant it. She meant, "I don't know enough about this subject to go just spur off. I'm literally going to study and analyze and find out what it actually is all about." How many times did Dianne stand up in caucus and say, "I've been reading a lot about this subject, but I think we need to know a lot more." And she would communicate what she knew, and as many of my colleagues know, she was always asking questions. And for me, as a young member coming here more than 20 years ago, I was amazed and astounded at what I might call the polite pushiness of Dianne Feinstein. I don't know how she did it, but serving on the Judiciary Committee with her, and Dick will observe, when Dianne's time ran out and somebody tried to cut in and debate her, Dianne had this way of saying, "Mr. Chairman, this is a really important point, and I just need to make this point." And the chairman would let Dianne go on for another 5 minutes. And I thought, how does she pull this off? Well, I tell you how she pulled it off, because people knew she was serious about legislating. She was serious about working across the aisle, and probably in my early days here forged the greatest impression of what working across the aisle was really all about. There were times probably when I didn't even agree with her, but she had the cachet of a senator who could put a deal together with both sides. I saw her great work on the California Desert Protection Act, landmark legislation in protecting California. I saw it on the 2007 energy bill, where we raised CAFE standards for the first time in 25 years. Dianne had a provision called 10 and 10. She just evangelized every minute of the day about why we needed higher fuel efficiency standards. She thought we could improve it 10 miles in 10 years, and she was right, and it became the basis of what that bill was. And she never let anybody off the hook during those negotiations. She made sure that we got that done.
That's Maria Cantwell, a senator from the state of Washington, and lamenting the passing of Dianne Feinstein, dead at the age of 90. She was truly an iconic figure in the United States Senate, in that she was somebody who would reach across the aisle. I think you got that from Maria Cantwell. That was really a interesting moment, you know, that Dianne Feinstein, if you needed somebody to reach across the aisle, she was always there. I don't agree with her politics by any stretch of the imagination, but the fact is that she was a kind of a moderate Democrat, and there are less and less of those, and her successor will be far to the left of Dianne Feinstein. I can almost promise you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Ron Futrell from 8 News Now. We'll check in on the weekend in sports. And by the way, when is Sports Wrap going to be? We're going to find that out coming up at the top of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both.